Yeah, buddy, brother. Well, here we go. It's June 9th. Welcome to Dr. Phelps Health Science and Energy Show, June 9th, 2011, hosted by Steve Barish, Buddy Boo, and Dr. Fred. So I heard your energy's way up these days, Steve. Is that true? I heard you've been jumping through hoops and roller skating.
Well, I've been really walking a lot. I just got back from my my evening walk, so I'm doing pretty good. And I've massaged somebody already, so I'm doing good.
So you glad to be on the air and having fun with Buddy Boo here?
Oh, yeah.
He's a wet bird. He just took a shower with me a few minutes ago. Loves to shower with Dad. He gets all wet, flutters around in there, and talks to me.
Does he really?
Yeah, I get scared if I go in the shower alone without Buddy Boo. Right, Buddy Boo? You just like to go in the shower, don't you, Boo?
He's cute.
Later on in the show, I'm going to have... hey, that's right in my ear. Okay, that was right in my ear. Does clear the wax out of your ear when he does that, though. If you want your ears clean, just let him chirp on either side of you like that.
Right.
You'll be hearing real good after that.
I don't know what you're
a ear specialist, couldn't you? Yeah, you got your TV on?
Yeah, I'm working on it now, trying to get... Here we go. I got it.
Yeah, there's Buddy Boo. We're on Ustream Live. Got 41 connections on Ustream site already. We probably have more than
that. That's wonderful.
Yeah, today I'm going to have everybody email. We're going to start doing emailings to people that need emailings to.
Wonderful.
I'll go into it. This is going to... DirecTV is one of them, but... I've had a lot of problems with DirecTV. I started out with them at 82 when they were called PrimeStar.
Uh-huh.
And then we have, I don't know, I bought at least 5 receivers, you know, during that time from Sony.
Right.
And, you know, my bill with PrimeStar was probably $85 a month because they only had 90 channels. But by the time DirecTV took over and added all their stuff, it got up to about $150 a month.
Wow.
And then I had, you know, I wanted to get the new high-definition receivers when they came out.
Yeah.
So when they came out, I bought all the new high-definition receivers, not all at once, because they're not cheap.
Right.
So then after having these, I think it's 7 or 8 of them that I have, you know, here in Laguna, they're all on one connection.
Right.
And so there's $40 a month just on receivers. You know, that you know they charge you so much, $5 or $6 per receiver, right?
Right.
And so, as a result of that, I pay a lot, and then they charge me about $100 for my services, or $110 or something, because I get all the services. Cause I have to have all these news channels for the radio shows when we do this stuff that we do, you know? So, then what happens is, all of a sudden they decided that I shouldn't own the receivers anymore. So they
really,
yeah. So then they take all my receivers and say they're leased receivers now. They did that in 2006.
Okay.
Even though I had paid for every one of them that I have.
Right.
Well, the other day, last night I tried to pay my bill, and their thing was their I guess at night their computer gets weird. So then they start calling me to pay my bill even though I paid it last night. They start calling me, hey, why don't you pay your bill? Oh, I said I paid it last night. It said right on there, paid.
Yeah.
So then they say, oh, well, our system was down. It gave you a false information. And then I look at my bill. It went from $300 to $600-and-some. I says, not only did my bill, it doubled overnight. What the heck's the matter with you? So I saw the phone with them for an hour. So then what happened was I had bought another receiver because one of my receivers quit. You know, one of my Tebow receivers quit.
Right.
I went out and spent another $100-some to replace it. And they said, oh, we want that other one back. I said, well, why do you want it back? I paid you guys $300 for this one. Why do you want it back? Well, we got to have it back. You know, it's our program. So then they charged me another $250 because they don't have the receiver back, which pushed my bill to $600 overnight. So I got on the phone, and I was not very happy with these people. They're crooks. If you go on the internet, they're just crooks. They charge you for something, and then if you don't ship the bad one back, they charge you for it a second time. So until the thing gets back, you know, it was shipped back to them. They sent me a box to put it in. I boxed it and sent it back. Yeah. Until it gets back, they're going to hang $250 more on me for a receiver that I owned in the first place, what I sent back to them. And that's how crooked they are. So then what I did is I said, look, usually I get the NFL Sunday ticket. That's $500 for a season, right?
Right.
That's where you can watch, like, any game being played anywhere in the NFL for 4 months.
Wow.
It's automatic renewal. I said, why don't you just cancel that? I don't want that anymore. So I'm just chopping everything down that I can with DirecTV. But one guy was nice. He did give me a $120 credit on some of the programs I already was paying for, so that'll be nice. It'll knock my bill down $10 a month for 4 months or 3 months. But bottom line is, then the next thing they pull, when I mentioned it to him today, is these, remember these tornado victims in Joplin, Missouri? The town was wiped out. Remember that last week?
Yes.
2 weeks ago? Okay. Everybody down there, you know, because they took analog television, you know, channel 2 through 13 off the air to make it digital. The only thing people can get is satellite TV. It's all part of a government conspiracy, obviously. You know, with DirecTV and Dish Network.
Yeah.
That's the only way you can get TV now, unless you're, you know, they don't have stations anymore that transmit 2 to 13. They don't exist. And only digital. And so you have to have a special receiver. The old analog sets that were out there, they were selling converters for about $120, because I bought a couple of them to see if I could make them work, and I never could get one of them to work in the first place off the air on digital. They don't work at all, not for me.
Yeah.
So anyway, they charged all the people on DirecTV in Joplin, Missouri, and there were several hundred of them, that lost their houses, their homes, their possessions, their DirecTV equipment. Tried to charge every one of them $500.
What?
Can you believe
that's
that?
Ridiculous.
Yeah. And it was in the news and on the internet. So first thing I did is talk to one of the people as I'm canceling as much of my stuff on DirecTV as I can. And I'm saying another reason that I don't want anything to do with you guys anymore, even though I'm your oldest customer, not in age, but in time. Because I started in 82 with PrimeStar, and then they bought PrimeStar out. That was basically one of the first 100 or so customers.
Right.
And so I said, you guys really screwed those people in Joplin. You know, their receivers blew away in a hurricane. Why don't you go look for them? I charge them $500 and all that, the receivers and everything. And so then they said, oh, well, we didn't understand the situation. Explanation. Today, they said, we changed the policy down there. And and now they won't be charged all that money.
You're looking away from the camera.
Huh?
You're looking away from the camera. You're looking sideways. You need.
Oh yeah, I was looking at something up here. Yeah.
There you go. Now you're looking at me.
Yeah.
There you go.
Anyway, I was looking at something over here.
Okay.
So anyway, that's DirecTV for you. I mean, big companies are really it's what fascism. Even these companies are becoming fascist. You know what I mean?
I wonder why they're doing that.
Huh?
That shouldn't be allowed.
Yeah, but who's going to stop them? They're running off satellite. They're running off satellites. I think that. They're tied in with the government. I have to ask one of my satellite people how they're tied in, because they would know, you know.
Okay.
But anyway, that's my DirecTV input. I liked it back when people used to pirate their stuff, but they fixed all that. A lot of people I knew were pirating their signals and stuff, you know, which was kind of neat, but that didn't last very long.
Right.
Did they come up with... Do you have DirecTV?
No. No. No, I don't. I have cable, but I don't have DirecTV.
Oh, yeah, I'm looking at, here we go, 20 hours ago. Okay, here we go now. Missouri Attorney General, DirecTV will waive fees for tornado victims. There's an article. Can you stop that? No, we are not charging the Joplin tornado victims for their lost equipment. Maybe the public will believe us now, blah, blah, blah. but the Attorney General, Chris Koster, had to get involved with the tornado victims so that they would not be billed for lost equipment.
Yeah.
And Facebook, known for spreading stories at the speed of light, went viral over the weekend with posts claiming DirecTV, Dish, Comcast, and others were demanding payment for lost boxes. Now it says simply not true.
Yeah.
Countered company spokesman on their Facebook page. But it wasn't enough. The rumor had already was a runaway train, and DirecTV could not catch up.
Yeah.
Losing a satellite box is hardly at the top of anyone's list now in Joplin. DirecTV and other cable and satellite companies are already favorite targets of angry consumers, want it known that they are not that cold.
Right.
So anyhow, it goes on and on and on. But, I mean, they are, if you go on the Internet, a lot of people that I know have DirecTV, most of them, and then when they found out, for example, that the receivers that they bought from DirecTV dealers now, you know, like Costco and those places, were not theirs. So DirecTV, let's say I go in and buy a receiver for, they were about $150 for a nice high-definition non-recording receiver, which is about what they always were, you know what I mean?
Okay.
Which is fair, because they're going to get you on the rent and the subscription. So then, you call DirecTV up and say, well, I paid $150 at Costco, you know, 2 years ago for this receiver. You know, the way they come back at you is, well, that was a $300 receiver, and you got it for half price, and therefore it was ours all along, and you were just leasing it, and that's the program. That's their lame answer that they come up with.
Right.
I imagine they had to script themselves quite a bit before they figured out what to say. That's just kind of my feeling, you know.
It's really a shame when people do that to people. It's just terrible.
Yeah, well, I got a friend of mine, what's his name? He's on our network, Dr. Brooks Agnew. Okay, he has a car, a battery-powered truck, and I've been helping him finance. He's got sales for, I think, 120,000 of them. I forget how many, but quite a few. So he needs, you know, he's producing about 50 a month with seven employees, but he needs, obviously, funding because he's got a good product, right? I've seen the truck. I want to become a distributor of those trucks. They sell for around $23,000, which is about what you'd pay for a nice golf cart or what do they call those little four-wheel things? Because I've got one of them, ATVs. A real fancy one is $20,000. The cheap one's about $7,000 or $8,000. Well, this little pickup truck will haul a bunch, and it will go almost 200 miles on a filling of electricity. No gas needed ever.
Wow.
And they're only like 21,000 or something. Okay, now if I remember correctly, when President Obama took a place in office, right, he said that, we wanted to go green. We wanted to get new people, create new jobs. And so Brooks Agnew's project, which is 75% American parts, you know, he wanted to keep the Chinese out of it. He's got a company that's mostly American, assembling them in North Carolina. And so he goes up to the government. You know, he flies up to Washington, D.C., and he has a meeting with, and he takes his congressman, and I don't know if he took his senator with him, but he met with a senator and a congressman. I mean, and they went into the congressional hall in Congress, and they have a special room where they have meetings for high-powered potentialists like he is, you know.
Right,
And people that do support, I mean, you know, they do lobbyists. So he gets informed by Congress directly, not through an attorney, but directly. He's sitting there with Congress and congressmen. I think Ron Paul was in on the meeting.
Okay.
He's informed that if you want financing from for your trucks, go to General Motors. Yeah, go to let them do them for you. Can you believe that?
Wow.
Huh?
That's ridiculous.
That's exactly contrary to anything that Obama said. General Motors already is busy. They have that new thing they've got out now. I forget the name of the Volt or whatever it's called. That's out now. That's a car. He's not competing with a car. He's only got a truck. They don't have any 200-mile range, big, you know, half-ton
pickup. Right.
There's none in the world that they're like that in this country.
Yeah.
And so they turned him down for a, you know, for a government loan, government funding on it. Yet they'll back all these other things. This was a startup that would have created immediately 50 to 100 new jobs in the North Carolina area, and and brought a lot of revenue to that state from overseas, because he has, even the military wants to buy it. He's just getting his GSA numbers now, Government Services Administration numbers now, so he can sell them to the government, because the government has to place orders for 40,000 of them.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So our own stupid government, you know, one division won't even fund something that our, that the Army wants them. The Army can, so they can use them on their bases. It'll save fuel costs. They can use them indoors because there's no pollution. They won't have to worry about they won't have to worry about ventilation and that kind of stuff. So, you know, it's amazing, isn't it?
Yeah.
This country has just really gone to heck.
Yeah.
So anyhow, what have you been doing this week? I heard you, we had that testimonial from you last week, so what's the progress this week?
Well, I'm doing pretty good. I'm walking every day, and it's really important for me. I get up around 8 o'clock in the morning and walk to around 12. And so I get tired, but I sit down, and I keep walking every day till around 12. Then I come back, and I walk maybe around 7 to 8, something of that nature. So I'm getting my walking in, and I've done a couple clients already. And my cousins in Philadelphia reacted terribly. They want me to move down to Philadelphia for another month, so I don't work and I don't do things like that. So they're coming on my case. My brothers are getting on my case. And I said, I'm fine. I talked to the doctor. He said, I'm healed, and, you know, you can go back to work.
Yeah, so, I know, because your family doesn't understand the projector you're wearing.
They don't understand the projector, and they don't understand my nuclear receptor either. So, you know, it's like when I went to the doctor for the first week, and after 4 days, I was completely healed. What has he got in his...
Oh, Q-tip. He likes to chew Q-tip.
That's cute. So, I'm doing good. I mean, I'm doing real good. I massaged two people today, so, you know, I'm not pressing myself hard, but... if I got the strength to do it, I'm going to do it, even though they don't want me to.
Come on out here and give us a massage. We're ready for one.
I'll tell you, I'd love to get out there and do you guys.
Well, I'll tell you what, Virgin Air, you know, we've been flying on them a lot lately when we go somewhere.
Uh-huh.
And they go to New York to L.A., round trip, I think it's under $200. And I'm talking a first-class airplane.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Richard Branson. I mean, the coach is like first class.
Okay.
First class is so far out that the beds will go horizontal. I mean, the chairs will turn into beds. They go horizontal. In first class, you can watch. You have to pay for it out in coach. You can watch about any movie there is.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, and you can start it wherever you want and stop it. You can watch movies all day long, and they have tons of them on every seat.
Wow.
And they serve food, you know. They serve vegetarian food because we've been getting. Normally, their diet is based around vegetarian.
Mm-hmm.
Even in first class for the regular meals, it's amazing.
Nice.
You can come out here for $200.
Boy, that's
breakfast
nice.
From New York from Kennedy, which is the good airport, right close to town, right out here to LAX.
Wow, that's incredible. $200.
Yeah, they come out of San Diego, but they don't go to New York. They only go to Frisco. I think some of the airlines were trying to block them. He said eventually they'll fly out of San Diego. That's even closer, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
LAX is about an hour and a half drive from here, and San Diego is 45 minutes. So, you know, on a big day.
Right. Well, if you're in LAX, like we were in LAX last, I don't know when. Oh, no, I didn't go last year, but the year before, I think I went, and I stayed at a motel at a LAX, and I remember it being very, very nice there. It was a big airport, very big airport.
Yeah, it's a host. It's really, were you at the Hilton where we were doing the show?
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
And that was
and
really nice.
And the rooms
nice.
Are like $70 a night, and they're nice, and the hotel is beautiful.
Yeah, it's it was very, very nice. Yeah, it was really great.
Airport Hilton, that's where we do the show.
Yeah.
Hopefully this year we'll come back. If I get the right deal with Mark back there, I'll come back to New York in October.
Yeah, that would be really good.
And we look
I think a lot of people miss you here, and it would create a lot more business for you. I know it would.
Oh, I know it would. Here's Buddy's gun now. That's a little gun that Buddy has. Good gun, Buddy. Gun now.
That is so
And he likes
cute.
His gun. Hold on to it. There, he's got his gun now. There's Buddy with a gun, see?
Yeah.
He knows how to shoot that thing. He shoots other birds that come around. He doesn't like sparrows. His robins are okay. He shoots it from his beak. You know, he holds it upside down and shoots it with his finger. He's a pretty good shot.
That's so cute.
He usually chews the handle off of it, too, which is probably already done by now. Yeah, he's got the handle in his mouth again now.
Oh, does he?
And there goes the gun on the floor. Yeah, after he gets the handle, he doesn't need the gun anymore.
Where'd you get that hat? Where'd you get the Air Force One? You come up with these unbelievable...
I got it from Air Force people. I got a whole collection of stuff. Hat.
I know you got the Air Force One hat. The Air Force One leather coat. It was unbelievable.
Yeah, I have that in the closet with all the medals that go with it too. You know.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool, huh?
Yeah, I'd say it's pretty cool.
Yeah, you need to get some hats. You need to get on Ustream so we can do this together on Ustream.
I'd love to do that. This damn computer of mine keeps shutting down. My brother and I were watching a program last night. Tuned into a program, we lost the program. Every other night, we're getting this damn thing just keeps on going off. Well, it's Frontier. For some odd reason, I keep on losing shows.
Are you on a cable network?
Yeah.
Yeah. You mean it just goes off the air?
It goes right off the air, and I can't get it back on.
That's funny.
It's really wild. So if I don't touch it, it'll stay on. If we do something to move it so we can see better, it goes right off the air. It's really wild.
Cool.
So we're looking for another network to use.
Another network?
Well, no, not yours, not this one, but the computer hookup is lousy. I keep on losing everything with Frontier. It's just terrible.
Oh, yeah. I would get rid of them. I would go. I don't know what you have back there, but let me see. There's several. Trying to think of the ones I've used in the past.
Well,
I use Verizon now, and that's maybe what you should use.
That's I think we're thinking about Verizon.
I think it's $10 a month.
Yeah,
and you know, and that's the high speed DSL.
Yes, that's the one.
Yeah, that's the one you want to get, and it goes through your phone. It's real easy to hook up. They just send you a modem, hook it into your phone line.
Right.
You can split it with one of your receivers. You just go down to Radio Shack and get a splitter, split it right out.
Yeah.
And is your pop-out chat working?
No, it's on here. It says it's here that it's on, but there's nothing here. There's no.
That's what I got
coming through. Yeah.
That's Ustream. I've got both chat rooms open. I got the social stream and the pop-out chat room open. And I got Zippo.
And I got Zippo, too. We should actually have a pretty abundant amount of people because we have a lot of viewers. So, but there's not there's nothing on at all, Fred.
Yeah, let me do this submarine story, and then
828 Vroom. Oh no, we just
there
got
he
something
is.
On. Yeah,
he showed up on both of them, Postal Stream and the other one. But you never know. So anyway, let me tell you a story. I'm going to give out some email addresses here.
Sure.
Okay. Just looking at. Okay, I'm looking over here at my computer on. Glasses on here, so I can see what the heck I'm looking at. Here's what happened. This is another company that's very large. It's related. It's related to a Chinese company, and they're screwing. They're screwing people.
Okay.
Hey, hang on a second here. Will you stop that? He just loves my glasses. I'll scroll down here and find out. Will you stop that? Okay, we'll get to it. Okay. Pirates movie. Oh. Have you seen the Pirates of the Caribbean yet? We're going to go see that tomorrow night in 3D.
Yeah, I didn't see it in 3D, but I saw it.
How was it, the new one? I heard it's really good.
It's good. You know, anything he's in is fabulous.
Yeah.
Even if the movie wasn't good, he could carry it.
Oh, I know. He's one of the best actors out there, and he's kind of a sleeper. You know, people know about him now, but he was out there for a long time, and nobody knew who he was.
Well, he's great. I mean, the guy is just fabulous. He can do anything. He's the one who created that pirate. He created the pirate. He did all the costuming himself. Amazing guy. Can't hear you, Fred.
Hey, Fred, this is Seth, you with us? Fred, if you can hear us, we cannot hear you.
No, he's not.
I'm whispering in your ear. Do you want to take the show from here?
Yeah, should you want me to call him back and see?
I'll call him back.
Okay.
But we are still on.
Yes. We're still here, folks.
Yeah, did you hear?
Yeah, oh, there you go.
This is Congressman Wiener's office, and we are Chief Wiener speaking here. Okay, so let's try my sad story before we go off the air again. I bought there's a Power Hobbies sells them, and I forget the name of the outfit. I'll remember in a minute. I've got a lot of their I got so much of their equipment. It's Real something or other Hobby. I mean, it's one of the radio control companies that makes tons and tons of radio gear.
Okay.
Remember, it's Real. I'll remember it in a minute here. But anyway, I bought a Real Flight. So anyway, I bought a submarine for him for about $500, which was my Christmas present to myself, right? It's about, it's 3 feet long, submarine's about, 3 feet long, and that big around is probably, it's got to be in diameter, it's got to be 12 inches across. It's big.
Okay.
It weighs about 40 pounds. It's a serious submarine. And then I went and got the, the camera for it. Well, the submarine, I ordered it in October, and it didn't get here till February.
Okay.
So when it got here, and this is a big company, they're in out near Chicago there. This thing shows up. I put it, get it out of the box. You have to have a special handle. It's damn heavy.
We stop that.
Right.
Get it out. So anyway. I take it out to the swimming pool. I'm going to put it in my pond, to study my goldfish is what I bought it for. But and the other fish that are in there, but I need to check it out in the swimming pool. So I put it in, throw it in the pool, and it doesn't work. I mean, it does. In fact, it moves for about 2 inches and then blows the fuse. Right. And I looked at it, and even though it's Thunder Tiger is the company that makes it, by the way. And if you look on the internet, Thunder Tiger, they make a lot of stuff. They're owned by Real Flight, but I mean, it is Thunder Tiger's product.
Mm-hmm.
And they're in Taiwan, which is fine. But unfortunately, this submarine was made in China. And it's very complicated. It's got membranes and bladders, and it's a very. I don't see how they could sell it for $2,000. And make any money on it, as complex as it is. It's like a six-channel submarine, all the stuff it does. And it's big. And you put a camera in it, and run it around in the pond, 15 feet below the surface, and see what's going on. It's very cool.
Right.
But it doesn't work. So
right.
I call him up. I call Ultimate Hobbies over there, Kevin, where I bought it from in Orange. You know, I've been buying from this company, you know, that hobby store in Orange, California for 30
yeah.
years. I bought stuff.
Right.
So they, oh, you're Dr. Fred, the radio guy. I said, yeah, well, we'll take care of you. So so then they had me send it back to the customer service people back in the at Hobby Co., which they call it Hobby Co., the service department, okay?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So then they get it back there, and they claim they fix it, right?
Right.
So now a couple of weeks has gone by, and so now it comes back a second time, right?
Right.
Put it out there. It works for 1 minute in the pool, maybe two. It actually submerged, which, you know, but didn't have any range. It wouldn't go more than 4 feet, and you couldn't control it anymore. It went out of the distance of the transmitter.
Wow.
And so it had blown a fuse already. It's been back for 5 minutes.
Okay.
So I take it out of the pool, and I go to pull the fuse out and change it. The whole fuse holder comes out of the thing.
Wow.
So before you could change the fuse, but now you can't even change the fuse because the fuse holder comes out.
That's
and
incredible.
So I call them up again and send it back again, and they fool around with it, and they screw around with it, and then they tell me they're going to give me another one. There's, you know, but they don't. Finally, they say, oh, we're going to have it fixed, and we'll send it back to you. So they send it back again. I get it out in the pool. Well, now the range works. It doesn't blow fuses right away. It runs for 10 minutes, except it still won't. It submerges once, and then that circuit, whatever it is, doesn't work anymore. So you can drive it around on the surface like a boat. But
right.
I've got lots of radio-controlled boats. I've collected them, you know, over my entire lifetime and built them. I've been collecting them for 40 years. So
wow.
I don't need any more radio-controlled boats. So so then I call them up again, and where I talked to this guy, Chris. He says they're going to replace it. They didn't replace it. They give me a bunch of crap. Then we'll just charge you time and material on it now to fix it. I said, it's brand new. It's in warranty. It's never worked. You know, you don't charge me anything. So I call over to the hobby shop where I bought it, complain to them, and then they said, don't worry about it. Just send it back, and they won't charge you anything. Well, that's nice. The damn thing never worked anyway, and I got almost $800 invested in it with the cameras and stuff.
Wow.
So now it's back there now, and they're fooling around with it, and they don't, you know, and so what I need everybody to do is to email these people and complain that you better take care of Dr. Bell, you know what I mean? Because it's another company like DirecTV. If they get away with it, I mean, you know, they'll get away with it. So mm-hmm. let me put the email addresses out here, all right? And everybody out there that's listening, you can help Dr. Bell out and help the country out because this is not the way to treat people. Email them. You want to email Boat Support, that's BOATSUPPORT, at Hobbico, that's spelled HOBBICO.com. Boat Support at Hobbico.com. And you can even call them. It's area code 217-398-0000. That's 307. So it's 217-398-0007. Ask for Chris and ask him why you don't replace Dr. Bell's submarine. It's a lemon. You know, they don't have a submarine lemon law out here like they do, you know, for cars.
Right.
And then the shop that was supposed to take care of it that didn't, it's customer service at ultimatehobbies.com, spelled ultimatehobbies.com. So send a copy to each one of these people and say, why don't you keep your word and you were supposed to replace it? You're like DirecTV. You don't take care of people. And then what I encourage other people to do is to call in when you have problems, and we'll get a whole network of people on our radio here all complaining, not just for my problems, but your problems, and some of our listeners obviously have problems. And we'll build a little group here, a little consumer group of our own, and we'll do our own little bit of lobbying.
Yeah.
So once again, it's boatsupport at hobbyco.com, Chris, and the other one is customer service at ultimatehobbies.com. Send them an email that's scalding. Scathing email.
Yeah.
They need it. That sound pretty good, Steve?
Yes, sounds good to me.
Yeah. My buddy blew it.
It's just
now
a shame that people take
chair.
Advantage like that.
Yeah, look at that now. He's been trying to take over my show. Yeah, did you hear that? You want to take over Dad's show, don't you? He says, I don't want to sit on the shoulder anymore. I want the chair, Dad. He's on the chair. He got there by himself. He wants to steal the show.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think that's what you call a hostile takeover. What do you think?
It sounds like it. He looks hostile.
If you guys out there get a bird, you be careful if you get a male eclectus, especially from the Solomon Islands. Male eclectus from the Solomon Islands reminds me of these people from Nigeria that would try to put, you know, you remember how the letters you get, I've got $10 million and I need to cash a check through your bank, blah, blah, blah. Remember all that stuff?
Oh, yes.
Now he's trying to run the mixer. You're not a mixer operator. I've got to get him away from the mixer. You see that? He was on the mixer.
Your bird is playing with your mixer now.
Yeah. I mean, he, he's smart. He opens up every door. You know, I got three birds out in one area with two bird cages. They have doors on them for the food, the water, and all that kind of stuff. He opens up all the doors every morning, all
That's
of them,
wild.
On all the cages.
That's
Let
wild.
The other birds out, so they're all running around in the kitchen. You know, by the time I get up, he's already got the whole gang out, running like a bunch of Indians all over the place. Yeah. So, and now he's trying to take over my show. He's got Bella convinced not to do it. If I put Bella on my shoulder, she's going to bite me now because he told her to bite me because he wants the show. So I can't get her out here anymore. She won't even come out and sit on the stand behind me anymore, you know?
Really?
I mean, he's really programmed everything. He's a smart bird. It's all right when he takes a shower. He's good while he's showering because he talks. But he does, while he's showering, climb up and down the shower curtain, climb up and down some other curtains, and proceed to get into some other kind of trouble, too. I mean, he loves to get in trouble. You know, don't you, Buddy Boo? You look at him and say, like, how can that little innocent bird do that? Well, he ain't so innocent. He's smart. He can read.
Very smart,
you know, he hasn't learned to write yet, but I see him read sometimes. He'll go to a magazine and look at it and start reading it.
Huh.
We get one magazine. It's a bird magazine, just for people that own birds mostly, called Bird Talk. Look it up on the internet. He'll get that. You get right up. I put him on it, and he'll start reading the front cover right away.
Wow.
Yeah. If you're out in the kitchen and he's up on one of the island counters,
right?
Open a drawer. Him and Bella both will run over there and examine what's in the drawer.
I'll
you
be doing.
See him scanning everything in the drawer. You know, if I take him out in the garage where the cars are, he checks every car out, all the motorcycles. He's always looking at them, checking them out. And he loves to ride around in the cars, but you got to keep the windows shut. He'd probably fly off, you know.
Yeah, but he'd come back,
bird,
right?
Bird is a handful.
Wouldn't he come back,
Craig? And he eats all the time.
Wouldn't he come back?
He's nonstop 24 hours a day. When he's not sleeping, he's eating or breaking into something.
Yeah.
So that's what you're going to get into if you get a bird like this. And the funny thing about it is you love him so much, he gets away with it. That's the sad part. He's spoiled. This is really concerning me how he's trying to steal my show now. You know, he's being very quiet right now. He's thinking a new strategy out.
Yeah.
So anyhow, what's new with the receptors and projectors over there on your end?
Well, my projector's working pretty good. I let a friend use it two weeks ago, and it really made a big difference with her. So she was more focused, and that's the one, a lot more focused and a lot more grounded. Her voice was much deeper. So there was a lot going on with that projector that really, really worked. So it helped her a lot.
Yeah, you know, it's really funny. You know, consciousness ebbs and streams in human beings. And I get a lot more comments on the receptor than the projector. But true to the way that we use these things right now, it's time for me to wear this for a couple more weeks.
Right, right.
because it has to fulfill some things that need to be done, which it is doing very well. Right on, and I've cycled it between the receptor and the projector many times now, and been very successful every single time. Sometimes it takes a little bit longer. It seems to work a little harder in the first part of the year, like probably April and maybe February and part of March. They don't, and that's because consciousness is so dead at those times. And I guess some of it has to do with taxes, you know, but that's just part of death. You know? And so as a result, it takes a little bit, a little more wearing to get what you want done than what would be, say, right now or in July or August or September or even October and November. Those months, consciousness is much more alive in people and things that they're more susceptible to quantum intelligence, you know, photons of quantum. But the bottom line is when you get up to a certain frequency, people can't hear that sometimes. And so as a result, you just have to wear it more and just let it do its thing more. So lately I've been wearing the heck out of it. And the way I can tell, is if I go out and go to a store, restaurant, you know, Lowe's or Home Depot or somewhere, after, you know, during those times when people are not conscious, they don't notice it. But then when you, when the people are conscious, everywhere you go wearing it, because it's usually outside where you can see it, it works better that way. Everywhere you go, everybody wants to make a comment on it. That's pretty cool. What is it? I mean, everywhere you go, somebody's going to say something. And I was at Trader Joe's the other day, and the girl over there was the cashier. Wanted to know all about it. She just wouldn't let me get out of there until I explained it to her a little bit. And then it happened in the Trader Joe's a week before that with one of the guys that works there. He saw it. Mm-hmm. Whereas I, in, you know, earlier months in Trader Joe's, nobody knew I had it on. It's just amazing how they work and when they work.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot of people out there that have them that don't have star orbs yet or Devastars. And you really need to have that grounding effect. You know, it's like ground effect when you're flying an airplane. It won't land. But you need to have that grounding effect in order to get the proper results. If you don't have that grounding effect, it doesn't, you know, it's like a, I found this out in, back when we used to have CB radios and trucks. You know, they still have them, but I mean, a lot of those trucks, would you go down the road and you see a little chain hanging out of it, okay? You know, making sparks. You've probably seen that yourself. Underneath the truck.
Right.
Or sometimes a leather strap. A leather strap would have metal in it. It was a grounding strap.
Right.
When you ground your vehicle with your radio in it, it puts the RF carrier wave is able to go a lot further, so you get a lot more range out of a grounded radio. So because it's on rubber tires, they had to put a strap to the ground or a chain.
Right, right.
And that's the way these things work with the... star orb. You get a lot more out of your equipment if you have a good grounding piece, and the star orb or the Devastar are grounding piece. We even make a tiny one that's like that big. I think you've seen them. They go with the Microstar. We sell them with that. Hey, now you're taking over the show. You want to wear the hat? Wear the hat a little bit. Okay. See how he is? He gets back there and he starts broadcasting behind me. And you want to come up on Dad here? Just something else today. Well, you're always like this. Now, Bella was such a quiet, sidekick.
Yeah, yeah.
This one's not a quiet sidekick. He is definitely not quiet.
Right,
and I don't think Bella was trying to take my show over. Did you think she was when you were on there with her?
Yeah, but she was quiet compared to him.
Oh, yeah. But you don't think she was trying to steal my show, do you?
I don't think so. She wasn't. She wasn't as noisy.
Yeah.
He's very effective. I mean, he wants something. He'll let you know.
Bella does on a show. Go back to 1988, 1987, and through there.
Yeah.
Maybe even 1989. I'm not sure.
Right. Right.
I mean, I'm sorry. 2008.
Yeah.
2009. And, yeah, in 2007, 2008, and 2009 is when she was on, those 3 years.
Well, Bella Bird's a good bird. I mean, Bella was a very, very good bird. But this one seems to really be very aggressive.
Yeah, he is.
Which is actually good, actually, in a good way.
Yeah, he's a guy with a good spirit.
Yeah.
He'll catch you with your pants down, so you got to be careful. You
right,
that?
Right,
no,
right.
He understands English, too, by the way.
Right, right.
In fact, if you go on YouTube, type in talking bird.
Right.
You'll see a couple of these birds. They're older than him because he's not older,
right.
Only three.
Right.
But I think his birthday is May 3rd. He just had a birthday.
Yeah.
He was there
yeah.
three or four. Yeah. You'll see him talking as clear as I am, maybe even better.
Really?
They don't talk that clear. And
that's
I had one on the other day. He was watching the bird.
Really?
Put one on now. You got the phone numbers in case anybody wants to call in. We still got five more minutes.
Yep.
Anybody
got
has
some
any
numbers
questions
right
about
here.
Anything?
Let's get out those phone numbers for people here.
Yeah.
Yes. If you want to give us a call, talk radio 1-888-815-9756, 1-530-327-7602, 1-888-815-9756, 1-530-327-7602. We have a couple more numbers, too. It's 1-530-413-4510 and 1-530-413-4522. So please give us a call. We'd love to talk to you. Love to talk to you.
Okay, while we're waiting for people to call in, if they want to, I'm going to show you something here. Now watch. Look.
Okay.
Oh, wait a minute. Hold on. Let me stop this other. Let me stop that.
It's a very funny bird.
Watch.
Filing. It's computer.
Did we get a caller there, Steve?
We have a person on the site here at 843, Varun Gosh About Buddy Boo. That was really cute.
Yeah,
very nice.
Nobody called in, right?
Nobody called in, no.
Okay. Here's a bird, now check it out.
Hello?
Oh, hey, Dr. Bell.
Yeah, hi.
Yes,
how you doing?
Hi, Steve, yes.
Hi, my name's Anna. I live in Modesto. Born in Los Angeles.
Oh, you're not too far away?
Yeah, I listened to you on Art Bell, Coast to Coast, for years.
Yeah, I
do
that show with Art Bell and George Norris and all the gang over there, yeah.
Oh, yeah, the whole gang. But I wanted to let you know about, do you know about Victor the Budgie parakeet?
Yeah.
I think I've
seen him on the air.
Yeah, he's on the air, too. They've got recordings of Victor talking. And I wanted to ask you also, I've been buying some parakeet seed from Walmart made by Premium, and I think it's got the smell of kerosene in it.
Oh,
and,
yeah, that's a wash.
It's a what?
It's a wash. You don't want, yeah, when they wash certain things, they use different different washes, you know, like they wash stuff and then they evaporate it.
Yeah.
Kerosene is one of these low-budget companies. It's one chemical that is sometimes used, and it's very bad.
Oh, it's very bad. I think I found one of my parakeets dead on the bottom of the cage.
Oh, my. Yeah.
I called the company to ask them about it, and then I kind of let it slide and kind of send them some of the seed, you know, and complain. And I was, you know, I was lazy about it. But I just thought I'd mention it to you. Anybody
what kind
calls?
Of birds do you have?
I have two cockatiels, and I have two little parakeets.
Okay.
Right,
I'll say if you have bigger parrots, I'd recommend Omar's. You can they'll send food out, mostly for big parrots, but you might just look up OMARS in Orange County and find out what a good feed is, because I've been feeding my birds for 30 years on it, and they do real well. Occasionally, I've lost a few birds over the years, but that wasn't because of the feed. They got pneumonia or they had bad immune systems in the first place.
Right. Yeah, my little canary got something wrong with his lungs, you know. But, Yeah, they do. They're so delicate. But thank you for the tip on the Omars in Orange County. I will. They're on the internet. I'll look them up.
Yeah, and then also you might want to get a pyramid for them too. They like pyramids. A small one of our pyridons.
Oh,
and put it
yeah,
in their houses.
Pyramid. You know, I've never bought anything from you.
Yeah.
You know, I'm a light worker that would buy everything I could see. You know, so I don't buy anything. But could I make a pyramid?
Well, you could, but I wouldn't bother with it. The pyramids we make are inexpensive. And,
why are they? Okay. Well,
yeah,
I
you
just
should go
call
to spiridine.com
kind of...
or type my name in Dr. Fred Bell in the search engine. It'll take you there. And,
okay, so Paradigm Pyramid?
Yeah, you want to get the Vitamid. That's the one you want for your birds.
Okay.
The big 12 inches at the base. You can't make them. It's got a gold plating on it. It's got orgone layers. Anything you make,
okay.
It costs you way more than it costs to buy one,
yeah.
You know?
Oh, okay, got it.
And we're updating our website, so be sure and look at that. It'll be a brand new website up there in about a week or so. A whole lot of new products, amazing new products coming on.
Sounds awesome. It's amazing new time we're living in. On my body, I'm experiencing a lot of vibration in my body and don't know quite what it is. I've had it for a long time, off and on, but do you have any clue?
What's that?
About vibration, body, high-frequency vibration in the body.
Yeah, it sounds like electronic harassment. I wrote a book on it called The Inside Track.
Oh, okay.
You might want to order that, too. Just go on our website and order The Inside Track, and it'll explain all that stuff to you.
Oh, I'll be happy to do that.
Yeah.
It was great to talk with you.
Surprised.
I just now found you on BBS.
Oh, good.
You're
well,
awesome.
At least you found us, you know.
Yeah,
that's
I found
good.
It. Yeah, it's great.
Well, what do you do up there anyway?
A lot. Pardon me?
What do you do up there in Modesto?
Well, I'm retired. I'm 70. I've been on the path a long, long time. And I have my grandchildren close by, and I unfold. Everything comes to me day by day. I create every day the best I can.
Sounds good. Yeah, well,
yeah.
We just need to enlighten you on a few topics so you understand what's going on in the world. And that book, The Inside Track, will really help you, I think.
Oh, thank you. I've been wanting to know what that was all about for a long, long time.
It'll explain
and
it. We have about, 2,000 clients that have those problems right now. I work with John Hall. He's a medical doctor over in San Antonio. And
yeah.
We've got, between the two of us, we got a lot of clients that are all having these problems now. We've been able to develop products to stop that, but until you realize what it is, you won't appreciate what it is when it goes away because you never knew what it was. So learn what it is, and then we'll take care of it for you.
Yeah.
Very true. Okay, well, I'll get in touch with you. I want to call you Fred.
Yeah, we're going to be going off the air in about a minute.
Yeah, we got to go off the air now.
Okie dokie.
Okay, well, thanks for calling in, and keep in touch, and send me an email, fredbell@paradigm.com.
I sure will, Fred, and thanks so much.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye. Well, that's the end of the show. Steve, you want to put your number out there real quick, and then we're going to
sign off. Yeah, 585-746-8321. I'm more than happy to talk to you about your Paradigm products and more than happy to help you. Bye-bye.
Yeah, Steve is our outside coordinator for all our products. So anyway, our number is 1-800-729-2603. You've been listening to Dr. Fred Bell's Health Science and Energy Show, brought to you Thursdays, 5 p.m. Pacific. From California out here, land of the fruit and nuts, and here we go. See you next. We also have an educational show on the same network, Sunday night at 9, where we don't goof around like we did today. We're very serious, and we just talk about science, pure hard science, nothing else. Thank you. Jesus.